Amen. The book of Joel, chapter 2, and I might want to just stick your finger in there, because we'll come to it here in just a little bit. Today we was in school, and it was break time, and some of the teachers were, helpers were just kind of sitting around, being a little bit transparent, and got me thinking, do you ever wish that there was days that you could go back and just redo it? Wouldn't it be nice if you could get a redo? You know, okay, I blew this. Let's turn back the clock. Let me redo this. All right? Maybe it's not a day that you would like to redo, but maybe it's a year. Maybe it's your whole teenage years. Maybe there's some span of your life that you would like to say, man, if I could go back and I could redo it, relive it, I'd do it so much different. Oh, really, would you? Would you really? Think about it. I mean, that would be awesome if we just had that ability to go back and to redo. Because every one of us, it probably don't matter who you are, I'm going to just say 100% today that that we have regrets about things in our life. There's regrets that we have. Maybe some of those regrets you live with today, okay? Maybe some of those regrets are something that you carry with you on a regular basis every day because of things of your past. If you could, I want you to think just for a moment, if you could go back and relive one day, probably immediately, okay, there is some day that popped into every one of our minds. That we would, if we could go back and just do one day, redo it, relive it. Do you know that the reason why we would like to be able to go back and redo some days of our life, or some years, or some multiple group of years, or maybe you want to go all the way back, okay? You know, and maybe you want to go all the way back and start over. Maybe it's been that bad, I don't know. But the reason why that we would like to have those redos in our life and those do-overs, okay? Did you ever play a game where you was like, you know, you made the move, you took your hand off the card, you know, card played type rules, or you took your hand off the chess piece, all right? And then you say, oh, no. I didn't want to do that. Yeah. And you want to move back. You want to change it. You want to do some back moves, and that's what we like. But the reason why we want that is because there's some things in our life that we have regrets about.
Sure, right.
We live with regrets that we have every day. Some of it, we live with consequences of some of our actions every day.
Amen.
Some things of our past, even though it may have been years ago,
right,
we're still suffering the consequences of those actions today.
Yeah.
That's why it would be so nice to have a redo.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not immediately after you've done it. Sometimes you've said something and you wish, oh, I wish I could have that back.
Yeah.
But it's gone. You already said it.
Right.
Can't redo it.
No.
Maybe it's because some action that is later on in the day, you start thinking, oh, man, I should not have done that. I should not have bought that Ford. I should have not bought that Chevy. I should have not have bought that Chrysler. Okay? You know, but paperwork's, you just got through dotting the I and brim, crossing the T, and I don't have a T. But you've got done dotting the I's and crossing the T's, and now as soon as it's done, you walk out there. They call it buyer's remorse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Buyer's remorse. They've even created a law now that if somebody comes and knocks on your door and sells you a vacuum cleaner or a big bunch of encyclopedias that nobody has anymore, all right, that you've got a number of days that you can actually, you know, appeal that and try to get your money back because of buyer's remorse. Sometimes we act quickly. But there are things that we have done some days ago, weeks ago, months ago, years ago in our life. And we are still carrying the consequences of those actions and those deeds in our life. There's a lot of regrets and a lot of remorse that we have about when we look back over our life. And you say, oh, I wished I would have done that differently. I wished I wouldn't have done that. I wished I would not have been there. I wished I could have changed it. I would do anything to change that one moment in time. Sad part is we can't go back and redo it. You can't do it. It's history. Something that cannot be changed. Something that cannot be altered in our life. And man, every day, we live with regrets in our life. God does not allow us, once we get saved, to go back and to change all the things that we've messed up in our life. I do think that when we get saved, many times there's things that we do need to go back and try to make right. Okay? I do believe there's times we do need to go back and make some things right. We need to say, forgive me. We do need to say, I'm sorry. We do need to go back and try to make some amends when we give our life to Jesus Christ. But we cannot go back and we cannot change the circumstances of our life. We cannot go back and change the situations of our life. When we get saved, we come like we are. We carry all of our baggage, all of our past with us. Now I know that the sins are forgiven. Sins are forgiven. God's washed that all away, but we still carry the consequences of our sins in our life. I know that God has forgiven us, and many times I know the Bible says God forgives and forgets, and it's forgotten, right, in the eyes of God, but we haven't forgotten. We have not forgotten. Sometimes it's with something that we live with every day that reminds us of a life of sin, a life of our past. I know we'd like to do it over, but even salvation does not give us a do-over. It'd be nice, Lord, if when I got saved, I could go back and some of those days, we could just erase them off the calendar. Be nice, Lord, once I got saved, I could at least go into my memory and erase them off my memory. It would be nice, Lord, if once I got saved, I could erase some of those scars out of my life and eliminate some of those things. But that's not what salvation does. Many of us that's been saved for years still carry consequences and deal with the consequences of decisions and actions that we participated in before we were saved, right? No do-overs. No do-overs. The children of Israel, they had sinned and they had walked away from God. They had done some horrible things in the eyes of God, and God was very, very displeased with them. And so God sent famine. He sent locusts. He sent pestilence upon them to destroy their land, to wreak havoc upon their land. But then when God would send those things upon them and their land was devastated and their land was destroyed, they would come back to God and they would give their heart back to God and they would follow after God again and they would start to serve the Lord. But when they started serving God and when they asked God to forgive them, suddenly, crops didn't just shoot up. Suddenly, the barn was not filled with grain all of a sudden. It was not all of it immediately that they saw that all that their past was forgiven and God restored everything to them. But God does do something for us. Because in the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25, he says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And God does not allow us to go back and to redo some things. But God does bless us in a couple of different ways that I want to share with you today. Amen. God does bless in some mighty ways in our life to make up for, to make up and to restore unto us the things that sin has robbed us of. And the things that sin in our past has stolen from us. Amen. God has a way of restoring some of those things to us. And no, we can't go back and redo it and relive it. But God does work in our life in another abundance of ways. Amen. That we can stand today and say, thank you, Lord. God, because of you, Lord, I once was empty, but now I'm full. God, when I came to you, Lord God, I had nothing. But Lord, now because of you, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored, Lord, because of your goodness to me.
Amen.
Amen. I know you'd like to have a do-over, but I can tell you this. If you come to God, amen, God blesses and he prospers us. It's by through prosperity God restores. It's through prosperity that God restores. For example, if I take you to Joseph, the Lord told Joseph there'd be 7 years of famine. 7 years of famine, but after those 7 years, there would be 7 years of plenty. God blessed them in those 7 years with an abundance. Excuse me, it was 7 years of plenty, then 7 years of famine. But God blessed them with an abundance to make up for famine. God blessed them in a measure that was unheard of, unthinkable. God's blessing upon them.
Amen.
Amen. I believe that God blesses his people, amen, with prosperity, and he blesses us with quantities that are unbelievable. Amen. It don't matter when you come to God, I believe that you will enjoy the blessings of the Lord in your life. Amen. I believe that God can give you wonderful years serving God. And God will far beyond making up, amen, what you lost in sin. I believe just serving God for a short time, amen, you will find, amen, that God, that he more than blesses you and more than prospers you. Amen. Much more than what you ever prospered in sin. Yeah. Now, I know many times we think prosperity, we always go to the dollar. We always go to the dollar. That's not what I'm talking about. Amen. But the goodness of God and the blessings of God, amen, they are not just measured in a dollar sign. Amen. But God, his blessings upon our life, amen, they are new every day. And God blesses us in abundance in wonderful ways. Amen. That we cannot measure with a dollar sign, but we see God working in our life on a regular basis every day. Why is that? It's because God restores. God restores. There's those that have lived a life of sin. They're like the prodigal. They have wasted everything. They've wasted all their living. And they come to God. And they are like Naomi returning from the land of Moab. She's coming with nothing. They are empty. They are full of regrets, full of remorse. Amen, carrying the baggage of their sin and the consequences of their sin. Amen, but God, amen, he saves them and delivers them. Amen, and God begins to pour out blessings upon their life. Amen, beyond measure that they would have never realized in sin. Amen, and God begins to bless. And it's like Naomi. Amen, God blessed her abundantly. Amen, God, amen, has a way of restoring in great quantity. Great quantity. Hallelujah. God can give many years of goodness and peace and joy that far make up for the years that was spent in sin and misery. God can give you years of enjoying the good blessings of God in your life. And knowing the Lord and knowing the love of God. And knowing the experience of having God, the Lord Jesus, in your life and in your home. God can bless you with years of His blessings that far outweigh the time that's spent in sin. Amen. The longer you serve God, the more distant the memory becomes of sin as you recount the blessings that God has poured out upon your life. Amen. Some of you that's been saved for a while, you can testify. Amen. I know that once I was in sin, but now I can't even remember some of those things. Amen. Because I remember the blessings of God that I've enjoyed for years since that time. Amen. God brings quantity. God brings quantity into our life. He prospers us in ways that we would have never imagined. Hallelujah. But there's another way that God blesses us. It's not just in quantity, but it's quality. It's quality. Amen. You've probably heard somebody say, amen, my worst day serving the Lord is better than my best day when I was in sin. And that is true. Because when you give your life to God, amen, the quality that He gives you of life is so much better. Amen. I know you can't go back and make up years, but God gives so much great quality in your life. Amen. That in a short time, amen, you have recovered all. Amen. And you are blessed beyond measure. And it's amazing how far God brings somebody in just a very short time. Amen. God can do wonderful things in your life. Amen. When God began to bless the children of Israel, after He had devastated their land with famine, after He had taken everything, when God began to bless them, it wasn't just with their normal crop, but it was with crops of abundance. Abundance. Not just, it wasn't just an ear of corn, but it was a very fruitful ear of corn. God has a way of, yes, amen, we may be going through our normal routine of life, but God adds a quality to our life that you never, ever knew when you were in sin. God brings a flavor and a quality that you never enjoyed when you were living for the enemy and living for Satan. God brings a joy and a happiness into your life that you never knew, amen, when you were serving the devil. Amen. But now that you're serving God, amen, now He's replaced it with a joy that is unspeakable, a peace that passeth all understanding. Amen. God returns it all and restores us. Quality. Amen. I believe that the Lord can take somebody that's been saved later in years and restore to them. Not by quantity, not that they get to live to be 160 to make up for those years in sin, but maybe in just a few short years, they receive so much blessing into their life. Amen. I personally have seen people that got saved later in life. Amen. Their children come back to them. Their family comes back to them. Amen. They have things restored to them that they had lost many years ago in sin. But because of the blessings of God, amen, they've had it all start to come back to them. God blesses in quality, not always in quantity. Hallelujah. And I believe that the Lord can do something in your life. You say, I'd love to go back and I'd love to redo some of these days of my life. I wish God would let me go back and relive some days, some moments, some years of my life. And can I tell you that God will far more than make up for those years lost in sin. I believe that the blessings of God can be on your life and you'll, amen. If you don't believe me, you ask some people. Ask some people around you today, as you're leaving the church, how good has God been to you? How good has the Lord been to you? What has the Lord done for you? Let some people share with you some of the good things that God has done. Amen. How he has best blessed them with quantity. How he has best blessed them with quality. Amen. He has restored to them some of the great things that they thought they had lost. But God, by his grace, restores. Amen. And things that we thought were long gone. Amen. I believe that God can restore them back into our life. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you would. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Man, I feel like in my life that I'm blessed beyond measure. I feel like I'm blessed more than I deserve. More than I deserve. Man, but it comes with serving the Lord Jesus. You serve God,
hallelujah.
You will experience a quality of life that not everybody enjoys. Amen. You will experience that in your life. Hallelujah. I know we serve a God that's able to restore.
Hallelujah.
No, we don't get to redo, but he does restore. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head with me today? And maybe this morning, you're here today and you've got a lot of regrets about your life. Maybe you're burdened with regrets that you've experienced in your life because of the things you've been through or things that you participated in or what took place in your life before you were saved. Can I tell you today that God would like to do a work of restoration in your life? And God would like to help you today. Hallelujah. Maybe you're here and say, Brother David, can the Lord do a work of restoration in my life? I believe he can. Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus today. Begin to live every day for God. And I believe that you will find that God will begin to do a work of restoration. You will find the blessings of God far outmeasure the good things you had in the world. The blessings of God. Man, you're here today and you say, Brother Dave, would you pray with me in this altar? Why don't you slip your hand up? Let me pray with you this morning. Yes, amen. God bless you. Is there another? Slip your hand up. Say, Brother David, I've got a lot of regrets. Amen. I'd like to the Lord to bless me. And help me to restore some of the things. God bless you. I've got a lot of things that I regret in my life, and I'd like to see the Lord then begin to restore some things to my life again. Man, just slip your hand up. Anybody else today? Anybody else? Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord bless you today. Dear Jesus, God, I ask you, Lord God, that you would work in our life. God, you know the needs of people's lives, Lord God. Lord, you know the regrets and the baggage that we carry. And God, I ask you today, Lord Jesus, help some people find, God, the restoration of the Holy Ghost in their life. God, let them find what God can do in their life. Let them find what the Spirit of God can do in their life right now, I pray. And God, we give you the praise, we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Church, would you come? And those who lifted your hand, come with us today. Let's come to the altar. Let's ask God to work in our life. Amen. Those who lifted your hand, amen. Why don't you just come and let God begin to work in your life.
Go to sleep each night.
Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't trade them if I could. Cause through it all, God's been good. Oh, God's been good in my life. I feel blessed beyond my wildest dreams. As I go to sleep each night, though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. Through it all, God's been good. I go to sleep each night. Though I've had my share of hard times, I wouldn't change them if I could. 'Cause through it all, God's been good. Time replays and I can see that I've cried some bitter tears, but he kept his arms around me as I faced my greatest fears. You see, I've had more gains and losses, and I've known more joy than hurt. There's no better way to tell you than to say,
trade them if I could.